Welcome back to another episode of Another Mother Podcast, a safe place for blended families to unravel the blended chaos and share lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the high conflict. I'm your host, Dana. I've been a struggling and confused stepmom for over 8 years now, and I'm finally feeling like I'm starting to find my groove while flailing and failing along the way. Now let's grab a drink and talk some shit. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm excited to be recording today. This will be airing Friday, so good start to listening to this podcast before you guys start your weekend. So as we usually do, we're going to start out the podcast by talking about a positive. Sorry, it is going to be a little hard for me right now just because I don't know why, you guys, but I am seriously PMSing this week. I don't know what it is or what's different. I don't feel like anything's different, but I am just a miserable bitch the last couple days. Ask anybody in my house. I've been trying really, really hard, so I've been kind of just secluding myself, just having a bath, reading a book. My hubby completely took over today and did all the cooking and took care of the kids and their emotional needs and everything today. I don't have it in me today. Yeah, I don't know what it is, guys, but maybe that's too much info for you. I don't know, but I just, and I know how bad it is because I've been feeling like a nasty bitch for like 4 days prior to today. So I just knew it was going to be bad. I knew it was going to be really bad, but I'm like just raging today. I'm like meditating. I'm doing all the things to try and like cleanse my soul, but my soul is just not clean. It's dirty, guys. So, one thing that I did want to inform you guys on was, that I know it's super exciting, but my bonus daughter, she's turning 13 in like, well, I guess once this airs, it'll be 3 days, and she's going to be 13. Like, she's going to be 13. I can't even believe it. I can't believe she's like a teenager. She's a teenager. We're just going to pretend that she's not, but she is, and it's crazy. So we have been, I guess, like, we've been kind of stumped on, you know, what to get her. I know it's always really hard. You guys know how it is when they go between the homes and it's just like, oh, like, what do they need? They're getting all a whole bunch of fucking things from everybody on all corners of the planet. Like, it's crazy because they just have so much family. And this year I just thought, like, what would be like a really special, like, what would be a really special moment for her? And so I know she knows too, like, she knows her mom is going with her to get like another, piercing in her ear. I think it's going to be, I don't know what you technically would call it, but it's like the top of the ear, like the cartilage there. And then I think they're getting like a manicure together or whatever, cause they like to do that together. That's, you know, that kind of thing isn't really our thing. And I just kind of thought, like, what's her thing? And, you know, what's maybe an experience that she, you know, hasn't had or hasn't been able to have that's just like hers all on her own. And so we decided, of course, if you've been listening, if you've have been a listener for a long time, you know, my bonus daughter, she is an avid horse lover. And so we are, I'm going to say this really quiet because she's upstairs and she's a professional listener. But we're actually buying her a trail ride. I was hoping to buy her a trail ride through the mountains for her and her dad to experience together, but he just feels like with his allergies, he's not going to be able to swing it and he'll just be dying on a horse the whole time. And actually, me and my bonus daughter have done a trail ride out in BC when we went camping a couple years ago. And it was kind of like, it was very beginner. It was very anticlimactic. Like, it was one of those things where you're just on the horse and the horse could do this with or without you on them kind of thing. So this one's a little bit more intense and it's like a half day. So it's like the whole experience of like actually going out and roughing it and seeing like the actual beautiful snowy wintry mountains and like crossing, you know, little rivers and things like that. So I'm like super, super, super excited for it. I hope she's excited too, because I just feel like all we do these days is like get her things, and she gets things, and it's like, I just did a huge donation the other day of just like all the things that they've had in the past, 5 or 6 years, and it's just like, man, like they don't remember any of this stuff. They don't care. It's just stuff, and it's like I just want memories now. So that was kind of what we've decided on. So we really hope she enjoys it. I think she's gonna lose her mind. It's just gonna be like a ha half a day of just like us together, her and her element, me trying to be in my element. I love being outdoors, I love horses, but I'm in no way as capable as she is. So I'm just excited to share it with her, and I really hope it's cold, not as cold, so that I can get some really nice pictures of her and get some videos and stuff, and hopefully we can share a little bit with you guys. Obviously, we'll keep some stuff private, but it'd be really nice to show you guys, what we've been doing. I've also been planning my husband's birthday because they're literally 2 weeks apart. And so again, wasn't gonna do the whole materialistic thing. So he hasn't been able to play hockey for the last, well, however long these vaccine mandates have been going on, because like we didn't participate, and so he, like, hockey is his life. He suffers without it. And I know it's kind of first world problems, but that is his thing. That is his therapy. That is what gets him through the hard things. That's where he gets out his frustration. That's where he's, alive and feeling amazing about himself and everything. So, I am planning something for him. I'm not gonna probably go into too much detail yet, just in case he decides to the one time to maybe listen to my episode. So I'm not gonna dive into it yet, but I'm planning a nice experience for him at the end of the month as well, which I'm really excited about, and I'm really hoping it puts a huge smile on his face, because I mean, after the last couple of years, I think we've all had like, I know my loved ones like deserve these things. They deserve these like experiences, and it may not be a whole lot to a lot of people, but it's a whole lot to us. So I'm really excited to put some smiles on their faces and have a good time with our family and friends. So that is my positive today. So I know I've been kind of like hinting a lot through social media and stuff, and I know I've been posting my stories asking questions about what your stepmom insecurities are. And like, don't lie, I know we all have them. None of us are perfect. I think mine get worse over time because I've just become like I don't know. I'm just an overthinker. So today I just thought we'd talk about them. I thought we'd air our laundry. I thought we'd, a lot. I've received a message yesterday from a lady, and she was so glad to even just understand that other women, other stepmoms were feeling insecure, because she honestly felt like she was the only person experiencing this and having these feelings and having these like really, really crazy thoughts, right? So it gave me more of a reason to make sure we talk about this in this episode. Because I think at the end of the day, like, yeah, we may not be able to like remedy the situation or anything right away. Like, I really hope we can one day, one step at a time. But I don't know about you guys, but like just hearing other people kind of like just talking about it and venting about it, and maybe just even hearing a thought that you've thought to yourself in your own head, that soothes me. Like, those types of things actually soothe me, to know that other people feel this way, and it's not just me, and I'm not some crazy, like, crazy person, even though, like, I know I am this week, but it helps me to know that I'm not alone in this world. And I think at the end of the day, like, that's just who we are as humans. We need connection, and we need to know that we're not alone. So I think this would be the perfect episode. So again, I've never been a super insecure person. That being said, I'm not like, high on myself, but I never really gave myself such a second thought, and second guessed everything I did until I became a stepmom. And that is the truth. even as a young single mother who had little to no guidance, like I felt that my body and my mind would just know what to do and how to raise this little guy. And honestly, I've never felt such a natural purpose in my life. I was exactly where I was supposed to be and doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing. I had a vision as to how our lives would turn out and how we would live our best life possible. And of course, that just all changed in the blink of an eye, of course. You know, none of us dream of being stepmothers. All of us go into relationships and motherhood thinking like, this is it. This is going to be exactly what it's supposed to be like the rest of our lives, right? It's one thing to feel the pressure of raising your own children to be good people and be a positive role model, but there's something completely unnerving about influencing a child that isn't yours biologically on a regular basis. There are so many eyes watching you and judging how you show up, show love, and most importantly, they're always watching if and when you discipline. It's no wonder we go through so many feelings of guilt and anxiety. As I always say, in this world, by society's standards, it's almost impossible to be an outstanding parent, but for a step-parent, it feels 100% impossible to do right. Honestly, like I feel that way 100% for, you know, most parents in this world, but man, step-parents, like there's nothing you can do that's right, okay? Before starting the podcast, I kept those anxious feelings pretty hidden. Of course, I talked to my spouse every now and then, but I felt so overwhelmed by what I was feeling. I just didn't want to burden him with my complex feelings. And I honestly didn't even 100% fully understand them at the time either. And I also just didn't want him to feel like I wanted out. I knew I needed to vent, but I also didn't want him to feel like him and his daughter were a burden. So, sorry guys. I don't know if that was a weird sound at all during this episode, but I had my heater on. Usually I turn off my heater for when we're recording, so I do apologize. So yeah, like I was saying, after becoming a part of this amazing community of bonus babes from across the globe, I realized how very common my feelings were, and that got me thinking, why does this role make us so fucking hard on ourselves? Like, I don't know what it is about this role. Like, I could do anything else in this world, but this role has me spinning a lot. Now, could it be that we're fighting against like decades of evil stepmom characters that they've just imposed upon us in novels and Disney movies, you name it? Like, we have been that evil woman in every child's life for like decades. Are we simply trying to prove ourselves worthy to be another motherly influence in someone else's child's life? I mean, maybe. Like, I think if there's anything that we ever feel like we are doing, you know, right, it's motherhood. But when you're also, you know, kind of synced up with another woman's child, like those are hard shoes to fill, man. Or is it simply that it's just in our nature to critique ourselves to death. One thing I do know for certain is that we are way too hard on ourselves. And if we could only speak to ourselves the way we speak to our loved ones, hopefully, we might just be in a much better mental shape. And it's important to remember that women inside our head just want peace, love, and to do right by our family, and maybe some fucking chocolate every now and then. That woman inside you deserves some grace. Now, research has shown that women commonly face imposter phenomenon in regard to performance. The perception of ability and power is evidenced in outperforming others. For men, imposter phenomenon is often driven by the fear of being unsuccessful or not good enough. I do know that men experience imposter syndrome just as much as we do, but I do feel as though that there is something in us as women that makes us doubt ourselves more than men. Perhaps it has something to do with the media. We have grown up with constantly telling women we aren't good enough, or the unrealistic expectations set forth on us for not only being responsible for bringing in an income, but for also caring for the children, cooking and cleaning, somehow doing it all. Our identity feels completely lost, and add that on top of helping raise somebody else's child and the drama that comes along with it, and it's no wonder we have all of these feelings. So today I've decided, and I've made a compilation of things that, I've thought to myself, and I included all of the ones, most of the ones that you guys all sent in this week, actually, at the beginning of the week when you guys sent me all of your stepmom insecurities. So I'm hoping to list them. And I'm hoping to kind of give an alternative of like what we can maybe train our brains to say in our head instead of thinking these negative things, maybe turning it into a positive. And it might not happen overnight, but maybe you can listen, when you're feeling that way and you're feeling super insecure, you're feeling like, maybe you failed or just being hard on yourself. Maybe you can come back to this episode and you can listen to it and maybe you can train your brain to think about it in a different way, okay? So number one, wondering if you're not doing enough to make your stepchild feel loved in your home. I don't know if anybody else feels that, but I have lots of feelings of guilt. Most of the times it's when my bonus daughter goes away, and she's back at her mom's house, and I just wonder, like, God, did I even make her feel loved, and what was the appropriate love I was supposed to give her? Because I, again, not overstepping, but maybe instead of, thinking at the end of the day when you're laying in bed and you're trying to go to sleep and wondering if you did enough to make your stepchild feel loved in your home, maybe instead you can say, hey, I tried my best today. I did my best today. And I'll do my best tomorrow. Maybe we can say that instead. I don't know. Those feelings are just awful. And, sometimes when you have those, feel negative feelings towards them, where you're just like, oh my gosh, like, why aren't they getting it? Or why is this so hard? I think that's all children. I don't think that's just the bonus children. I do think that's all children. And I feel like there's just something to be said at laying in bed at the end of the day and having that mom guilt and stepmom guilt. I mean, they're essentially the same thing. It's just stepmom guilt is like harder to control, I find. So instead of wondering if you did enough to make your bonus child feel loved in your home, maybe you can say, I did my best today. Number two, wondering if you're doing too much and stepping on toes. Instead of saying that, maybe we can say, I was myself today. And I am allowed to show my bonus children affection. It took me a really long time to realize that, and I know that seems really silly, but I was so worried about stepping on toes that I just wasn't being myself. And I just wasn't like I'm somebody who's lovey-dovey. I'm somebody who, loves my role. I love my children, and I don't want my bonus child to feel anything different than my son does. So yeah, you were yourself today and you were allowed to show your bonus children affection. And just doing that, you're not stepping on anybody's toes. You're just being you. And that's why you are you. That's why you're living with who you're living with because they love you. Okay, number three. Am I giving my bonus children more opportunity to spend one-on-one time with their dad? Okay, I think this too. I always solely think everything is my responsibility, right? When really it's not. So maybe instead of worrying about if you're giving your bonus children and your spouse the opportunity to spend one-on-one time together, you can say to yourself, the relationships within my household are not solely my responsibility to maintain. Okay, say it again. The relationships within my household are not solely my responsibility to maintain. I can suggest it. I can offer suggestions. But at the end of the day, you only control your relationships with the people in your household between you and that other person. You do not solely control the relationships that are happening outside of you. Okay? So that's not something you can feel guilty about, like I know, like especially in this day and age, like I know, like my spouse, like he was before this whole bullshit vaccine situation kind of happened, he was working his ass off and we didn't see him a lot. When we did, like he's tired, right? Like I do understand that like a lot of the times for in our situation anyway, like my spouse was the sole provider here. And it's hard to find the time, but it's, at the end of the day, it's up to him to make the time. It's not up to you to make that time happen. Okay, so number four. Did we bond with them enough while they were on our time? Yeah, that rocks me all the time. I always go back and I'm like, how was our week? Was it okay? Did we do enough? Is everybody happy? Did we bond? Like, what did we do? And to be honest, like, it doesn't need to be. You don't need to go to Disneyland to bond. You don't need to fly to Mexico to bond. Did we talk? Did we laugh? Or share something together? If yes, then you bonded. Congratulations. Isn't that great? Like, again, we don't need to go anywhere and do anything extravagant to bond with them. We can talk with them. We can make eye contact with them. We can ask them questions about their day. We can ask them questions about their life, and that is bonding. They appreciate that. Like, I promise you. Like, again, even just with sharing custody, we're essentially missing out on half of their life. Like, it's absolutely insane when you kind of narrow it down that way. And I just think it's important to talk. It's important to communicate. I find out the most stuff about my bonus daughter by just driving her 5 minutes to school and picking her up and driving home for 5 minutes. Like, it's crazy how much she can share in that amount of time. So if you're doing that, if you are making an effort, yes, you spent enough time and you bonded with them. Okay. Number five. Did I say something that made her feel attacked? Him or her, sorry, I should say. I was just like, when I'm writing these, I just think of my situation and my bonus daughter. So, did I say something that made him or her feel attacked? This one can be tricky. And yes, there might have been something that you said that was interpreted as snarky, but guess what? We're human and we can always apologize. Yay! We can apologize. So, again, we're humans. We're going to say things. We're going to do things. We're going to make mistakes because that's us. We're not supposed to be perfect. If you feel like you said something, maybe it takes you a day or two. Maybe it takes you a week to even think about, like, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. That was hurtful, or that was snarky, or that was said in a way that maybe she took wrong or he took wrong. You can apologize. You can come to him or her and say, hey, remember that conversation we had where I said this, A, B, or C? I'm really sorry. I just thought about it and I just thought how poorly that came out and I really didn't mean it that way and I'm sorry if I hurt you. There you go. Not only are you correcting the mistake that you made, but you're also teaching her how to be a human. You're teaching them how to apologize to somebody when they've done wrong and maybe they didn't realize it. Like, at the end of the day, is that the worst thing in the world? No, I don't think so. So again, maybe you did, say something that was maybe out of line or whatever, because you have emotions, but you can apologize. You can go back. You can say something. Okay. So number six, will my role affect who he or she becomes in a negative way? I think this a lot. I think about, will she look back at my role and being around me, and will it cause her to be in therapy or something? Like, I go to the absolute most ridiculous extremes. But maybe you do affect who she becomes in a negative way, but maybe your role will affect her in a positive way. Maybe your role will inspire her. Maybe your role will teach her things that she wouldn't have been taught by if you weren't in there in her his or her life. You know what I mean? So maybe instead of thinking, will you affect them in a negative way, will you affect them in a positive way? Number seven, do my feelings toward her mom reflect my parenting subconsciously? Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but the older my bonus daughter gets, the more I see her mom, the more I hear her mom. Of course, I mean, That's her child. Like, of course, she's, you know, she's a lot of her daddy, but she's also a lot of her mommy, too. And that's, you know, at no fault of her own. That's who she is. This one is really tough because sometimes when things are really bad and maybe I'm having some feelings or I'm having some thoughts, or some, you know, it's been dramatic or we've been, you know, arguing with her mom or anything like that. Sometimes I do feel like, my parenting, I don't know, just those feelings kind of sneak through when I'm parenting her. I 100% don't believe it's as bad as I let my head believe it is, but I do feel like it's there and it is something that I'm working on. Again, I'm human and it happens, but, this is why I honestly, again, I'm going to repeat what I said last episode, journaling. Journaling is so important because if we keep these things in that we're feeling, like something that maybe has happened that I disagree with or I'm pissed off about from bio mom, I need to get it out. That way I'm not randomly letting it out on somebody that I love, because that's not fair. It's not fair that because she pisses me off that I would take it out on her daughter. Like, that's completely not fair. So I do let it out, or I take a walk, or I go do what I need to do so I don't let it out. And it's happened a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. I have not let it slip. I've been good. I've been healthy about it, and I've been letting it out when it needs to, which has been great. But I do feel like in the past, I probably let that slip more than I should have. And I have apologized for it in the past, and she says she understands. She's a child. She wasn't understanding. But you know, she was just understanding that times were tough and we were all stressed out and it was really hard and that we're all working on ourselves. So, I think we just need to give ourselves a little bit of grace in this instance, and just, you have to understand that, you know, it's probably not as bad as you feel like it is, and that it's something that we can work on. Rookie mistake. Sorry, guys, I had to pause it, and now I don't remember where I was because one of my kids was calling me. Okay, so what I'm going to say, I'm going to go at number eight. Number eight, would my spouse and bonus child be better off without me? I'm going to say a long, hard no, but seriously, they wouldn't be with you if they didn't want to be with you. Men are really simple that way. And I'm really sorry if I repeated this already. Rookie mistake again, like I said. And it's nighttime. This is just my life right now. Number nine. Did I treat all the kids equally today? Okay, so different kids tend to need different love and discipline and have different needs. So if you probably didn't parent them the same today, that is okay. Like I was saying, you know, I have a 13-year-old bonus daughter. I have an 8-year-old son. I would not give the same chore list to my 8-year-old son that my 13-year-old bonus daughter has, because they're just at different stages. They're at different levels. We're not there yet. It just wouldn't be right. It's the same goes with parenting. I believe firmly, actually, is that they both need different types of love. They still need, you know, the same kind of dynamics. They still both need love. You know, they still both need discipline. They still need emotional, mental support, you name it. But it's just different. It's just different because they're just two very, very different kids who have had two different upbringings. So if you didn't treat them all equally today, you need to tell yourself that that's okay. Number 10, are my kids reporting to bio mom? And I honestly just feel like, again, it's all about the wording in that. When I hear, are my kids reporting to bio mom? What maybe we should be thinking is, are my kids sharing their experiences that they have with us to bio mom? And they probably are, and as they should. I mean, I would just... Oh, I don't know. We went through so many years of not getting anything out of my bonus daughter. She wouldn't share anything with us. She'd be gone for 2 weeks to her mom's and we wouldn't know anything that fucking went on that day, or those 2 weeks, sorry. And we wondered, does she do the same over there? And I really wasn't ever sure. But just be sure when they are, sharing those experiences that they've had on the other at the other household, that we're listening, we're paying attention, and we're giving them the nice, awesome, cool, that's cool, and follow-up questions and what have you. But honestly, I think a lot of the time we think it's reporting when really it's just sharing. Obviously that's really dependent on your situation and your bonus children and what have you. And maybe there's a slight chance that they are trying to rat you out, but I can guarantee nothing, none of it matters. None of it's gonna matter as long as you're not, talking badly about the other household or doing something spiteful or whatever. Like, life is life. And if there's something that was some information that was shared over at mom's house that, you didn't want over there, like it just sucks. Like, there's not privacy. Like, things are just going to be shared between the two homes, unfortunately, and that's just how it's going to be. But maybe if you're worrying a lot about reporting to BioMom, maybe instead you can just say they're probably just sharing experiences and conversations. Okay. Number 11, I feel as though we are the stricter household. And yep, that probably is right. I know for sure we are the stricter household as well. There are more rules, there's more expectations. It's just you're held accountable here. Obviously, we have lots of conversations, we have lots of talks, we have lots of making sure everyone's understanding of things, but I mean, it's hard because we can't really cave on our values because we do have another child here that we feel it's important that these values align with us, right? And that's okay. I think that's just something we do need to give ourselves grace for, that our values can't align perfectly. And honestly, our bonus children probably won't realize it until they're way older and probably have kids of their own. And then they're reevaluating their values. But you can't change who you are just because you feel like you're stricter than the other household. If you feel like, those are things that you need to help build your bonus child into being the best that they can be, then you need to just stick with that. But honestly, 100%, you have to have some patience because going back and forth between homes that have two different rules is really, really fucking hard. And we just need to have patience with them. Like, I always give kind of like a, they get a strike, it's like one strike. It's like, hey, you know better, but I know you just came from the other house and I know it's different there. So this is your one get out of jail free card, essentially. But, obviously from right and wrong, and as time goes on, they know what they're fucking doing. Okay, number 12. I worry my bonus kids might feel they aren't as important to me as my biological kids. And again, I just feel like that's just going to be something that we always feel and worry about. And rewording it might be the better option. I think we need to just tell ourselves that they might feel different love from you, and that doesn't mean it's less, but it's just different love. And I know, way back, Amanda and I did an episode on nature versus nurture, and we kind of went back and forth with that. But I mean, nature's just different from nurture, and I feel like, we can still love children just because they biologically didn't come from us. But I just think that love can be different. And I don't think that's going to make your bonus children feel like they are less important to you. I just think they're gonna, they probably just know it's a different kind of love. I really do feel like I know I've talked to my bonus daughter before about like if she feels like, that I treat her and my son any kind of differently. And she said, she was very honest actually. She was like, yeah, but that's because like Aiden is different. My son is different from me. And I think, the last kind of four that I've talked about, they all kind of go hand in hand a little bit about just, you know, like these kids are different and it from each other, and it's okay. I still, you know, wake her up in the morning. I still wake up my son in the morning. I still tuck them both in goodnight. I still tell them both I love them. But you know, at the end of the day, like it's okay to have that different kind of love, for your kids, whether they're biological. If we had another biological child, they probably have another, a different kind of love as well. And it's okay. Thank you for listening to Another Mother Podcast and being a part of our community. Remember, no matter how unique your situation, you are not alone. To be a part of the show, make episode topic suggestions, or to share your story, please email info@anothermotherpodcast.ca and make sure to follow at Another Mother Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and leave us a rating on your preferred podcast app if you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye.